I'm smoking. You know what that means. There's nobody else here but me. Problemos podcast. We missed the last 2 weeks. I was on vacation. When you're the only person doing the podcast, that means that if you can't do it, there is no podcast. So we missed the last couple weeks. Almost missed this week because I couldn't find a guest, but I didn't want to wait 3 weeks to give you guys an episode, so we're just going to do this one solo. A little house cleaning that we need to do before we get started. We have been all over the place with the day of the week that we release episodes. When we first started, we tried doing Mondays, then we went to Tuesdays, and up until now, we've been doing Fridays and even a Saturday. I figure we got to get an exact day of the week that you guys can expect this show to come out. And I'm going to try to stick to it. And while this episode is not coming out on a Wednesday, Wednesdays are now the day of the week when Problemos podcasts will be coming out. Every Wednesday, check to see the newest episodes. That's when we're going to be putting them up. Wednesdays. Problemos podcast, Wednesdays. All right, like I said, this is a solo episode. Predominantly solo. When we do our usual episodes, even though we might do like an hour, usually we're sitting around bullshitting and there's always a little bit of extra that kind of hits the cutting room floor. But I keep that stuff and I hold on to it. One, for blackmail on our guests, and two, in case of a situation like this. So here's a little something from an episode I did a few episodes back with James Nichols, and then we are going to start the show, and I think at the very end, I'm going to have a little bit more of some stuff that did not make a previous episode. So here we go, Problemos podcast. Enjoy.
I don't think anybody got R-worded. We're trying to clean this up. Trying to clean this show up, so
I'm glad
we're not going to say the word anymore. Hey, ladies, here's a fun thing for all of our women listeners. You want to have some fun? Next time your boyfriend is having sex with you, at some point in the middle of it, just look him in the eye and say, this is and see, it's a fun, you know, take the power back. That's how we're going to take back the night. Women, start putting your men in check. Get on top of your man, ride that dick, and when he's about to nut, you look him deep in the eyes and you say, this is and then run out of the room and just enjoy the madness that ensues in his own mind.
Oh, yeah. Lock up your daughters. It's the Problemos Podcast.
Es hora de otro podcast de mierda.
And now, your host, Nick Milton.
Y ahora dos retrasados.
Breaking news on the Problemos Podcast. Brought to you by HarpersBazaar.com. This article posted only a couple days ago. I think it's something we have to talk about. Harper's Bazaar, of course, one of the best investigative journalist websites in the country. Actually, you know what? Check that. In the world. And this article written by Chelsea Sanchez. You got to go look it up if you haven't read it already. The title, Why Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith Skipped the 2023 Oscars. This, of course, a piece written for the millions of people who this past weekend watched the Oscars, sat watching, wondering, contemplating, why is it Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, why are they not here? What could the possible reason be that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith are not at the 2023 Oscars? This article goes pretty in depth, and Chelsea Sanchez, she offers a very interesting possibility of what the reason might be. reading from the article. The couple had no Oscar nominations to contend with at this year's event, so their attendance wasn't necessary. The Board of Governors of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences also banned Smith from the Academy Award events for the next 10 years. So there you go. That's just a little bit. You can read the whole article once again. HarpersBazaar.com. Miss Chelsea Sanchez offering up two possibilities of why Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith were not at this year's Oscars, the first of which being, of course, neither had a movie that was nominated. And look, I've never been to the Oscars, but I imagine it's kind of a chore. You gotta find something to wear, and it's got to be nice, you know? You can't just go in the same stuff that you wear all the time, so that's a thing. You got to get a babysitter. It's always on a Sunday night, and, you know, if you work on a Monday morning, I imagine that, you know, those things, they do run really long, and coming home late on a Sunday night, you got to wake up the next morning for work. It could be a lot. So that's one option. The other option, of course, as Chelsea brings to our attention, is that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith also may not have come to the Oscars because Will has been banned for 10 years from attending because he committed assault at last year's event. Now, there could be other reasons why the Smiths were not at the Oscars, but these seem to be the two most likely, I would say. If you were going to bet on what the reason was, you'd probably choose one of these two. Either they had no nominations and didn't feel they had to go out of their way to go to the Oscars, or a 10-year ban for assault. One of those two things, I would guess, is probably the culprit, probably the reasoning behind the decision by the Smiths to skip, as they say in the title here, skip the 2023 Oscars. But yeah, just a really good piece of journalism from Miss Chelsea Sanchez. You can read her, like I said, on HarpersBazaar.com. Check out her other articles, including Why Anne Heche Skipped the Independent Spirit Awards. She narrowed it down to either the fact that Anne hasn't been in anything for the last 10 years or the fact that Anne died when driving her car into a house. Could be one of those two things. We're still waiting to hear on that. So we may not get an answer on this one either for a while. Needless to say, this year's Oscars were a resounding success. I haven't looked at the numbers or anything, but I did watch the Oscars. This was my first Oscars that I've ever watched from beginning to end. I've only caught the Oscars in little chunks during my life. The first little chunk I remember was actually only a few years ago. I had come home, turned on the TV, and the Oscars were on. I saw that they were about to announce Best Picture. I said, let's not change the channel. Let's actually watch this. I never watched the Oscars. And of course, that was the infamous envelope mix-up for La La Land and Moonlight. And then I didn't watch again until last year when, once again, I had come home, turned on the TV, and the Oscars were on. And instead of changing the channel, I thought, let's see if I get another Moonlight La La Land mix-up. Instead, literally 10 minutes after I turned the TV on, is the infamous Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. So I've had a good track record with watching the Oscars, so I thought this year, why not just watch it front to back? Now, of course, it being Hollywood, there's always, you know, what was the story of this year's Oscars? Last year, of course, was the slap. This year, I think it is Asian excellence. The movie Everything, Everywhere, Anytime, Any Place, Any Way You Want It, That's the Way You Need It. That movie swept in all of its categories. A movie that is Asian people, actors, the director, one of the two directors, he is Asian. I even think the A in A24 is Asian. I think that's what the A stands for. So this was a very good night for Asians in Hollywood. So the movie swept all of its categories, including most of the major categories, the big boys, if you will. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress, Best Supporting Actor. They took it all, folks. And like I said, you know, most of the people that went up to accept were Asian. Now, I will say this, even with Asian excellence being the main storyline here, there was one person who won an award for their role in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, Upon a Time in the Far East. Jamie Lee Curtis won Best Supporting Actress, and her winning created maybe the only real kind of controversial thing that came out of the awards. When she won, Angela Bassett looked like she just wasn't having it. She was very unhappy, let's say, it appeared, to not win for Best Supporting Actress in her role in Black Panther Part 2, Wakanda Boogaloo. She did not win, and the internet actually supported it. They were very upset. People all over the internet were saying that they were not happy with it. I reached out to an African-American friend of mine who's a big movie buff, and I asked them about how they felt about it. And their response, I'll read it to you right now. This is a text message. They said, "It's wild. She was nominated for a movie where she fights a Puerto Rican fish. Who cares?" That's one point of view. But yes, Angela Bassett didn't get her Oscar. It went to a white woman. Yikes. Hate when that happens. But what I will say, if it's any consolation, you have to remember, Jamie Lee Curtis is a hermaphrodite. So that kind of counts for something, right? And to just kind of wrap up our winners here, Brendan Fraser was the winner for Best Actor. His role in The Whale, The Final Days of Kirstie Alley. Oh, one other award that went out there. This is another big story. How do you say this? From the movie RRR, Natu Natu is the name of the song. The first award given to a Indian film. This was for Best Song, Natu Natu. And actually, we have the two guys, two Indian men, who sang the song. They were presented the award by Janelle Monáe and Kate Hudson. We have audio of them accepting the award from Janelle Monáe and Kate Hudson. So let's play that because I thought it was very heartwarming.
I want to fuck you. Please, please beg me. Please. I am very much interested to fuck you.
I want to see your boobs.
Absolutely beautiful. That was, of course, one of the two men. I can't pronounce these names, so I'm just going to say gentleman number one. That was his part of the acceptance speech, weirdly directed to Janelle Monáe. Man number two here, this is his portion of the speech, apparently directed towards Kate Hudson. So let's play that.
Guess what? Daddy's got his dick out, and you got to suck it.
Once again, Asian excellence, the story at this year's 95th Oscar Awards Ceremony 2023. Before we wrap up our Oscar coverage, and yes, that was the Oscar coverage. That's it. We're done. I wanted to talk about, go all the way back to the beginning of this. Let's talk about the Smiths not being there. So it's been a full year since the slap. And we've heard Jada's take. We've heard Will's take. And most recently, we had Chris Rock release a special giving his take. And in between, we've heard everybody comment on whose side they're on. Comedians, I would say like 90% of the comedians that I've heard have taken Chris Rock's side in this. Tiffany Haddish being a weird exception. Tiffany Haddish, of course, saying that she's always wanted a man to defend her the way that Will Smith defended Jada. I find it hard to believe Tiffany Haddish has never had a man that would commit physical assault on another man for making a joke about her. I find that hard to believe. And if it is true, if you really haven't had that, Tiffany, I would suggest maybe you're just not being enough of a Jada, you know? Maybe you're not using your inner Jada to bring that out of the men you're with. Have you tried belittling them? Have you tried getting married to them and then for years telling them about how you wish you never had gotten married to them, how it was one of the worst days of your life, your wedding day? Have you tried an open relationship where you fuck your son's friends in you and your husband's bed? Have you tried that? Because here's what it comes down to. You have to always ask yourself, WWJD, what would Jada do? And I'm going to say, Tiffany, you're not alone here in the comedy world, because I, too, have decided to go against Chris Rock and side with Will Smith. I am not siding with Will and Jada. That is a very important distinction I need to make. This is not a Nick Milton stands with Will and Jada. Nick Milton stands with Will Smith. If for no other reason, pure sympathy. Because I have dated a woman who channels her inner Jada. I have been with a Jada. And I think a lot of our listeners, I think a lot of the guys out there, at some point in your life, you dated a Jada. Now to the swaths of female listeners that we have, I know that this may all seem a little weird. You may not know what I'm talking about when I say dating a Jada. Well, I'm going to clarify that. A Jada is a beautiful woman. Beautiful. Absolutely stunning. And for as much as she is stunning, as much as she is beautiful, as much as she may be amazing in bed, it does not make up for the fact that she is insane and will take every opportunity to make your life a living hell. Jadas are women who you may think you can just take the ride, get out whenever you want, but it's hard. For Will Smith, getting out means losing half his shit. For me, with my Jada, it was the constant threat that if I left, she would kill herself and leave a note saying that it was my fault. This is how a Jada works. And thus, you find yourself sometimes stuck with your Jada. And while you're stuck with her, what is that like, you might ask? Well, it's a lot of public displays of insanity. A lot of the stuff that most of us do behind closed doors. Getting pissed off, freaking out. That stuff that we do with our partner, you know, that part of your brain that's like, not here. They don't have that. For them, there's no difference between the way they talk to you, the way they act when they're in the house, no one looking, versus on a street corner, in a restaurant, at a party, at a wedding, at a funeral, or the Oscars. Now, while I have a lot of experience with a Jada, which, by the way, not what I used to call it. Called it something very different back in the day. But we'll call it a Jada for now. I have to admit, I didn't really pick up on the fact of Will being with a Jada until that night a year ago at the Oscars. Will is sitting there. Chris Rock's on stage. Makes a G.I. Jane joke. Will laughs, if you remember. He laughs. But then he looks over and he sees her. And he sees the look on her face. And that look, a lot of people thought, oh, she was upset. And he realized that. He realized it hurt her. And that's why he did what he did. No, that's not why he did what he did. Okay? Because I've been in that position. Many, many years ago when I dated my Jada, I was going to a fantasy football draft at a friend's house. About an hour later, I pick up my phone to check something, and I notice that I have like 20 missed calls and a number of text messages from her saying, where are you? Why are you not answering me? Just as I call the number back and I hear it ringing on my end, suddenly I hear a ringing somewhere in the house. And it's at that moment that Janelle, my Jada, popped her head around a corner in what she thought was a gotcha moment. And my friend, who was hosting this whole get-together, he went for the equivalent of the G.I. Jane joke. He said, Janelle, it's so nice to see you got a day pass and you could come out. A nice little joke, if I'm being honest. I might even say a little bit better than a G.I. Jane joke. But then again, it's not really applicable to, you know, mix and match those jokes because my girlfriend doesn't look like the alien from Mac and Me. So he makes the joke and I chuckle and I look over. As soon as I looked over, I knew I fucked up for even emoting anything other than pure rage at my friend's comment. And I had to tell my friend to go fuck himself and leave with my girlfriend, 3 rounds into a 16-round fantasy draft. Now, Will took it a lot farther than I did. But you got to understand, Will was in a situation. He wasn't going to take a car ride home with Chris Rock that night. He wasn't going to sit in silence on the edge of his bed being yelled at by Chris Rock that night. He wasn't going to wake up and have his breakfast literally dropped in front of him with disgust by Chris Rock the next morning. And most importantly, he was never going to live the rest of his life, anytime there was an argument, having that night brought up to him by Chris Rock. It's important not to look at what Will Smith did as an act of violence, an act of war. Because really, it was an act of peace. Will Smith had to slap Chris Rock so that he could have peace. And honestly, I've been there. I get it. And if you've been there, you should get it too.
Catchy chorus, electrifying beats, and killer dance moves to match have made this next song a global sensation. From the film RRR, this is Natu Natu.
I will take you to the candy shop and let you lick the lollipop. I will take you to the candy shop and let you lick the lollipop.
More Problemos podcast after a word from our sponsors.
The last couple of years have been hard for us all, and many of us could use a little help with our mental and emotional needs. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp.com is making professional therapy accessible, affordable, and convenient. So anyone who struggles with life's challenges can get help anytime, anywhere.
I actually worked for BetterHelp for a while. Yeah, they let me go.
Oh wow!
I was one of their licensed professionals.
And people call in asking you how to get
people would call in. I'd give them help.
Well, why'd they fire you?
They said that was unprofessional.
Oh.
You want to see my method?
Sure.
Okay.
So I'll pretend to be a guy looking for help?
Yeah, you could be a guy, you can be a girl, you can be whatever. What do you want to be?
Okay, I'll just be myself, I guess, calling up.
Okay.
Hey, is this BetterHelp?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm having a crisis right now, currently.
Yeah? What's going on?
I'm thinking about committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Are you eating?
Just a muffin.
Can you stop eating, you think, to talk to me? It'd make me think you're not invested in my problem, maybe.
I only had one breakfast.
Okay, I'm thinking about killing myself because my girlfriend left me, and I don't have a job, and I don't have any skill. I didn't go to college. I don't know what to do with
my
life.
Why did you do that? Why didn't you go to college?
Because, I don't know. I was in a band.
How did that work out?
They didn't work out too good.
No.
We were a good band, though.
What's your girlfriend look like?
She's pretty cute. She's
yeah?
Yeah.
What's she look like?
She's tall. She has long hair. Black hair.
Black hair.
Yeah.
Those girls always fuck.
Well, that's part of the problem, actually, BetterHelp guy, because I can't stop picking her, hooking up with other guys, and it's making me go crazy.
Probably is.
Yeah. Probably is, right?
You think she is?
I think she... Yeah, she's a cute girl. Why wouldn't she be?
But I mean, is she, like, easy?
Easy?
Yeah.
I don't know if I...
You got her number?
I have her number, yeah.
So let me talk to her. I'll see if I can get you guys back together.
I'm not very good at this job at all.
No, I'm pretty good. Here's what you do. All right. What's your name again?
My name is Jack.
Jack. It's a dumb name.
I'm thinking about killing myself. I'm looking for a reason to live. I'm looking for a reason not to go through with it. I'm jobless. My girlfriend's fucking everybody, probably.
Hey, man, live till you die.
Live till I die.
Click.
You hang up?
Yeah, I hang up.
Not even they hang up. So listen, they better have fired you, because they have a pretty high standard.
Yeah, I mean...
Either you didn't meet.
I think I just was a victim of circumstance. But go ahead. You can keep doing your own.
Go to the site and answer a few simple questions and receive a list of licensed professionals specialized to fit your needs.
I think you set me up to fail on that one.
Maybe I'll give you a less dramatic problem.
Yeah, man. I didn't get a lot of people that were threatening to kill themselves.
This guy is going through...
Be a girl.
She's going through child...
I'm better with women.
She's going through child custody.
Going through child custody. She's upset about it?
Yeah.
Why?
Real stressful.
Somebody's willing to take it, and she's upset.
She loves her kids.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I never feel like this usually, but I feel overwhelmed for the first time in my life. I feel helpless.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know about you, but I'm feeling a connection.
Connection? Well, my husband.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
I'm married.
What are you wearing, baby?
I'm wearing scrubs. I'm an EMT nurse.
I want you to just think about this. I want you to think right now. Is there anybody around?
Maybe my coworkers.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's like can anybody see you right now?
No one can see me currently.
What I want you to do is I want you to go. I want you to, you're on a cell phone?
Yes.
I want you to go in the bathroom. I want you to get into the stall. I want you to pull those pants down. Pull those scrub pants down. Okay?
You can't do that.
I want you to start rubbing that pussy for me.
Yeah, you can't have them do that. These are emotionally volatile people. They're...
No, you're still the woman, okay?
Oh, okay. No, I'm not going to do that, sir. I'm married, too.
If I could be there with you right now, I would hold you.
Can you give me some advice maybe about my husband and my custody thing?
I would hold you and I'd kiss the back of your neck.
See how many
I'd work. I'd work down your back with my kisses until I got to your lower back.
Can I speak to a different professional, you think?
And I'd flip you over.
Okay, I would hang up as the woman.
Now I'd take care of the front of you.
Click.
No, you can't hang up.
They have a huge stable of licensed professionals, so if you meet one you don't like, call back and get another one. Just as easy.
Call back.
Hello, is this BetterHelp?
And then you sit on my
same
face.
Guy. It's the same guy. He just continues.
And then I want you to... I'm going to lay on the floor.
BetterHelp is a pending sponsor of the Problemos podcast. Go to BetterHelp.com today. That's BetterHelp.com to get on the road to a better life.
We now return you to the Problemos podcast.
ProblemosPod@gmail.com. ProblemosPod@gmail.com. That's the email address. You can reach out to us there. Much like the person who has inspired our next segment on the show, We had somebody email us with an idea of something to talk about. And I got to say, usually I think, I don't know, I don't want to say our listeners are idiots. But I'm not usually too thrilled to see what some of you might send as an idea for a segment. But I figured, let's give it a try. Let's see what some of you got. And this emailer sent us this stellar idea. Hey guys, really enjoy the show. I think it would be fun if you talked about hot cartoon characters. Now my initial thought here is this guy thinks cartoon characters can be hot. And therefore, I don't want you fucking listening to our show because you're a creep. But let's give this a spin because I'm by myself this week. I got nothing but time here. This creep, he came up with 25 hot cartoon characters. So let's go through them, shall we? We're not going to do all of them. Let's just, maybe we'll do Smash or Pass. How about that? First up, Betty Boop. I'm going to go Pass. She's got a big fat ass, which I'm a big fan of, but I got to be honest, she gives off some real crazy Chicano girl vibes. I don't like this. She feels like she slashes your tires when you don't text her back. I imagine you go in her apartment, a lot of Takis bags just sitting around, empty Takis bags everywhere. I don't know. I don't think. I think it's a pass on Betty Boop. Next up, April O'Neil. I want to say Smash, but I have heard numerous things about why you should not touch turtles. Apparently, they're covered in salmonella, and I don't know. She's pretty close with the turtles. I think at some point she's definitely fucked them, and I would need to know that was way in the past before I smash April O'Neil. I don't want to just stick my face down in a petri dish of salmonella, if you know what I mean. So, April O'Neil, while you are hot, your dating history is worrisome. Poison Ivy. Here's another one. Once again, you have to worry. You can't. She's got weird toxins in her skin. You go down on her, you kiss her, eat her butt. You don't know what's going in to your system anytime you put your lips on her. So, pass. Sorry, I'm burping. Wilma Flintstone. So far, Fred Flintstone's the closest to any of the guys who fuck these women that I look like. So, she's probably down for a guy who looks like me. And that's nice. Unfortunately, though, Wilma Flintstone does have Bam Bam. And you don't want to find yourself in a situation where you go over the Flintstone house while Fred's at work. You're just pounding Wilma. All of a sudden, Bam Bam walks in. You get off. You're just, you know, standing there. He grabs your dick like it's the tail of a dinosaur and just starts smashing you from one side of the room to the other by your dick. So, Wilma, while you might, if I would have met Wilma before Fred, before Bam Bam, that's a possibility, but for this I'm going to say pass. Storm of the X-Men. Black woman with white hair. Very sexy. I like it. I think I might actually smash. I think this is a smash. Storm's a smash. Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Once again, this goes back to the whole fucking thing with the turtles about getting salmonella in your pussy from fucking a turtle man. Belle, she's fucking the beast. She's probably got ticks in her pussy. I don't want anything to do with that. I want to fucking pull out to fucking shoot my shot, and I see a big old fucking tick on the end of my knob. So we're going to go no. Lyme disease is not worth it. Aeon Flux is next. I'm going to say pass just because that's a hard name to say while you're fucking. Pocahontas, the Disney version. Pocahontas, this could definitely be a smash. I think we might smash on Pocahontas. I'll take it once around the river bend. Or is it up around the river bend? I can't remember. I'll put it up her river bend. How about that? I'll take it once around the river bend, then I'll put it up the river bend. That's what I say. Next up, Tinkerbell. How do you even fuck Tinkerbell? Next up, Ariel, the Little Mermaid. See, this is tough because am I getting human Ariel or am I getting, just because she gets legs, does that mean, does she still have the fish vagina? Does that ever go away? Does the smell ever go away? I'm sure it's not bad if you stay under the water. Underwater, the fish don't stink. But once we come up on land, what are we talking about? What's going on down there? Plus, she's a redhead. So, strike two. I'm going to pass. Lana Kane from Archer. This is the smash of all smashes. Love Lana Kane. All right, final three here. Esmeralda from the Hunchback of Notre Dame cartoon. Sorry, I'm so gassy today. Look, Esmeralda, very attractive, I will say. But if I'm not going to trust Betty Boop to not put all my clothes in the bathtub and light them on fire the first time we have a fight and then basically burn my apartment to the ground, there's no way I am going to trust what a gypsy might do, because that's what Esmeralda is. She's a gypsy. And we all know the last person you want to fuck is a gypsy, because things don't go right. Next thing you know, their father's on your front porch, knocks on the door, you open it, suddenly he's brushing his hand across your face. You got the thinner curse. You don't want to deal with that. So I'm gonna hard pass on Esmeralda. All right, next to last one, Princess Jasmine. She hails from a place where they really know how to treat a lady. She is very attractive. The fact that the genie might be in play on this could be a little fun. But I don't know. I try to stay away from princesses. There's a very high expectation of what they want from their guy. And not that I couldn't provide that. I just don't like that pressure. So we're going to say pass on Princess Jasmine. And that leads us to our final lady, Jessica Rabbit. What a classic. I'll tell you what, she might have STDs that rival fucking a turtle man and a beast man. There might be some real shit going on down there. Her crabs might have crabs. It's a bad situation, maybe. She seems like she's been, you know, once around the river bend, having it up the river bend. That's how we wrap all this up. It's a good callback. Yeah, so there you go. That was a suggestion from one of the listeners. Was it a good segment? Was it interesting? Was it fun? No. But I did this to prove a point that if you're going to send in an idea, think it through.
More Problemos podcast after a word from our sponsors.
BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com is where you need to go when you feel that it's time to make the change to a better and more productive life.
You know, I didn't like the way that you painted me out to be in that last ad read.
Yeah.
So I want to see how, since you're talking all this shit about me eating.
I would certainly be
better at it. And about me getting pussies wet.
Yeah.
I want to see how you could do. So I'm going to be
all right.
Somebody calling him.
Okay.
Ring.
Hello, this is BetterHelp.
Who am I talking to?
I'm Daniel. I'm a BetterHelp agent here to help you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you, Daniel.
Nice to meet you. What's your name, sir?
My name's Nick Milton.
How you feeling, Nick?
I'm not great.
Hey, talk to me.
I'm doing a podcast, and the guy who I do the podcast with, while I'll be sitting, we'll be doing the podcast, I noticed that he keeps reaching under the table, and I think he's playing with himself.
Like sexually?
Yeah, I think he's sexually gratifying.
And this makes you uncomfortable.
Yes, this makes me very uncomfortable.
I understand. I feel fury. I understand that.
Yeah.
Especially you shouldn't have to work like that.
Yeah, especially because my son's sitting on my lap.
Oh.
And I feel like...
How old is your boy?
He's 7.
You should probably call someone else.
He only touches himself when my son's on my lap.
You probably should call the authorities then.
I think I should.
You call 911. No, call BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a pending sponsor for the Problem With Podcast. So go to BetterHelp.com today. That's BetterHelp.com to get on the road to a better life.
Now return you to the Problemos Podcast.
So wait, where was your eye gouge?
It was, once again, it was like in a big group. I never really got into one-on-one fights. It was always like a group.
Yeah, because everyone feels more confident.
I will say
group.
This. One thing I don't like nowadays that I've noticed, and I don't know if it was just like me and my friends were one way and the whole world is a different way. But this shit, when I see it online, does no one like just look at the numbers and go, okay, 2-1-2, that's it. It's 2-1-2. However it ends, it ends. It's like everything now is like it's two guys versus two guys. And then in like a split second, it becomes two guys against 7 guys.
Well, if it's – no, it's never just 2-1-2 if the other crew has 9 guys.
Yeah, and that's like
no. I
me and my friends, we would let our friends fight.
I'll always let my friends fight because I'm like, if you're getting in a fight, I'm not backing you. Like, this is your problem. You figure this shit. I'll prevent someone from eye gouging you. That's where I jump in.
Yeah,
but no, I'm not backing somebody up in a fight at the, especially now.
My best friend growing up, one time we were in a parking lot and there was like a thing about to go down, and it was like, you know, I think the group of my friends was like 4 black guys, 3 white guys, right? So it's not like it was like white versus black. I want to state that right out of the gate.
Okay, it feels like there's something.
Because it's like 7 and like 7, and the other group was just like these gigantic black dudes. And the biggest black guy in the group, right? My best friend was so fucked up that he's like, we got to get this guy out fast. Like, this guy's got, we got to take him out now.
You had like a strategy session?
He did. In his own mind, without consulting anybody.
Oh, okay.
This is the Talking Dead, not the Walking Dead. This is the follow-up show where we're all sitting on a couch and we're like, so what happened on tonight's episode?
Yeah, it's like, how come you guys didn't follow me?
Hey, can you walk me through what was going on in that scene when you decided to take a swing on somebody before anything happened? So apparently he was like, he looked at the entire group that everybody was looking at, and he goes, in his head, he was like, all right, biggest dude here.
Yeah, he went prison rules.
If we knock this dude out, we can start doubling up. Like, we can get
an Independence Day when they take out the mothership.
Yeah, we can win the numbers game.
Their ability to communicate. They can't.
Yes. Yes. So, which is, that I have no problem with. If it's 5 guys and 5 guys, and you knock one of them out, Now somebody's getting two people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a war of attrition.
Find the open man. Yeah.
You fight till there's no one left.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, I'm going to swing on this guy. So he just, they're like all conversing about whether they want to fight. Like, people are being like, man, I mean, if you want to do this, we'll do this. But like, it ain't got to be like this. And this, and mid that conversation, he just walks up and takes a swing, but he's so fucked up, he whiffs and just falls straight to the ground. And then,
that should have been the end of it. What it should have been is he falls to the ground, you let him get kicked 3 times, and then it's over.
Well, he looks up, and the first thing he does is audibly, so that everybody can hear, he just goes, I'm fucked. And this dude boots him in the face.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, they all start trying to kick at him, and then that's when everything.
Oh, God.
Yeah, big old whiff. I'm fucked. I love that. I'm fucked.
That'd be a great drop. If like I could, if I had a time machine, I would just go back with her.
Those moments.
Yeah. Like, just go back with a microphone and just be like, as he falls, I go, run over. I'm fucked. Hey, what? Is there two of you? One of you looks like shit.
You know what? Those audio moments, the other great audio moments that I would want are like.
I feel like apps are very not dude.
Apps in general.
Yeah.
Are not for dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, making apps is for douchey dudes.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, I feel like it's, I find it very weird. Like.
To be like, yo, did you see this new app, bro?
Or just like to be like, oh man, I want to check Twitter.
You don't feel very masculine.
Masculine being like, hang on, I got to check Twitter.
I get that. I mean, I've never felt the most masculine, but like, yeah, I definitely feel.
It feels, I think that's why dudes, like we keep talking, like everything about a phone is effeminate. It's like destroying the masculinity of men. First off, let's start with the big one, pornography. Pornography is fucking up men's sex drives more than anything right now.
Hasn't it always been though? I mean, like,
not like now.
Really?
No, I don't
see. It's interesting because, like,
I mean, there's been some. I mean, I'm not just like trying to be like.
We're talking about like younger dudes, right?
I'm saying like even I'd say my age and younger, which would be you.
Yeah, we're on.
I think like there is like a thing where it's like it's harder for like dudes to get hard now. Dudes are having a harder time. Like,
I just don't have that problem.
Guys don't really have the motivation.
I just don't have that like problem. You know?
Yeah, I know you're a stud.
I got a big stupid hard dick. No, I know.
Guys don't have the motivation to actually fuck anymore. See, like guys would like guys pass up pussy constantly now because it's like if they have to work for it, like.
They'd rather just jerk off.
And what is, and it's like, yeah, I mean, computers were doing that like when we were younger.
Girls are like that too, though, to a degree.
I wonder.
I think girls are like, there's always porn.
I don't know. That'd be a good question. All of our female listeners, send us an email.
You'd be surprised.
ProblemosPod@gmail.com. Let us know. All of our lady listeners out there, there's many of you. Send us in. Let us know. Is porn ruined your sex life?
There might be more shame involved, so they don't like joke about it with their friends as much. But I think they're like, well, it teaches.
I've heard a lot of women tell me.
Yeah.
And I usually try not to listen to them, but usually when I have to.
Right, because you're a man.
Yeah, because I'm a dude. Okay, don't talk to me about apps.
Yeah. So I nod off until they say something rad.
Yeah. Yeah, until they crack a brew.
They say something about sports.
But yeah, I think just overall, I think dudes are just fucking not dudes anymore.
Like, dudes are not dudes in what sense? Like, we're not, like, sick as fuck?
Yeah, exactly. There's not enough sick as fuck dudes. Can't wait to see what the fuck this is. Wednesdays. Problemos Podcast. Wednesdays.
You've been listening to the Problemos Podcast. Listen to all past and future episodes wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify and Google Podcasts. Contact the show by addressing your electronic mail to problemospod@gmail.com.